Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. See, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. When you receive the Spirit of God with power, as the apostles received the Spirit of God, it's a mighty event. It's an important event in your walk, because that is what the conduit from which the good things of God really flow. And, you know, I had, God was working with me all before I got the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God did, but you know what? It changed everything. It really changed things. I mean, it wasn't the day I was like, now I'm perfected. No. But I grew leaps and bounds from that day forward. Leaps and bounds. Just dry times. But I tell you what, I don't despise the forbearance of God on other people, because He has bared long with me. I'm only 35, but I fully expect, I always say, I look forward to being 50, because I think I should have grown very much by then. When I will. Because I believe God. I believe the promises of God. If He gives me that time to life, I will not waste it. What? Because I have some effort I can do. Well, I'm going to be diligent to add to my faith virtue. And how do we obtain those things? What, I don't know how to add virtue. I'm not a virtuous person. I'm ungodly. Well, how do you get? Well, I say, Lord, I believe in Your promises. Add to my faith virtue. And to my virtue, knowledge. Lord, give me patience. I know that means tribulation. Make it so that I can bear it. That I might become experienced and hope. In Your name. Amen. That's how you obtain these things. See, that's faith. That is not works. See, it's not works. It's no work at all. The thing is, it's a work for people who don't believe. Because, like, oh God, I got to pray again. Okay. Oh, let's see. Father who art in heaven, blah, blah, blah. Now, I pray along those lines every night. Because in the Lord's Prayer, as it's called, and as everyone repeats it, you know, I don't think it should be maligned one bit. Because in that prayer is codified just about everything you need to pray for. And it always bears mentioning. And there's other, but you know what? It says praying always in the Spirit. With all supplication and, you know, so there is an attitude of prayer you just kind of live in. Hey, it's not all, I haven't perfected it yet, but I know this. I believe the promises of God, and I will perfect it. See, it will be perfected in me by Him, by the power of His Spirit. See, because I have this grace in which I stand. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart. Because His love, you know what that is? That's the love of God towards me. For when I was yet without strength, I can't do nothing. I'm ungodly, right? In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. In the proper season, He died. And that almost was like a season in my life when all of a sudden I came to the knowledge of His death. Because, I mean, there were people, Christ died, they didn't hear about it. But when they heard about it, now it counts. Now it's important. For scarcely, for a righteous man will one die. I mean, you know, for someone's righteous, I mean, you know, want to give up your life with someone? Scarcely means with difficulty. Meaning, hey, you want to give up your life for someone else? That is a tall order. I mean, we can be all noble and say, I'd lay down my life for anyone. Any one of you, my brethren. Tall order. Think about it. It came at the end of Jesus' walk. That was perfection right there. Now, I hope that at the end of my walk, I hope, meaning I believe it. I expect it, that I will be able to lay down my life for other people. And that I shall lay down my life. Because I want to lay it down. I don't want to have it taken from me. I want to just lay that thing down. Take my life. I'm going to lay it down now before God. God, take away the life that I now have in the world. We'll get to that live and dead stuff. That's still coming. Okay. But for a good man, some would even dare to die. Would you dare to die for a good person? I mean, some would. Some might dare. There's been occasions where people, you know, someone is good and people lay their lives down for them. People lay their lives down for evil people sometimes too. I don't mean to contradict the apostle, and I'm not, but it's true. But they always think that they're good, you know, or they're compelled. You know, that happens too. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. See? While we were yet sinners. See, because we have, according to 2 Peter, according to Titus, we've been given things in the grace of God. It's teaching us things. It's giving us things that we can escape the corruption that's in this world. And as Christ said, not in theory, but if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Meaning you're really free. Meaning you don't have to be a sinner anymore. Now, that is a promise. It's just like Abraham, Sarah's going to have a son. Now, it doesn't appear yet, right? It doesn't appear yet, maybe. Maybe there's going to be a sin crop up in my life again, right? God, I don't know that I'm young, you know. I mean, there could be stuff, there could be things inside me I don't even know about. Things, they probably will, all right? Something. Not the old things, though. I certainly don't expect to go back to anything that I used to do. But things can happen, right? Depends on what God wants to teach me, because sin is all about instruction. As far as I'm concerned, the law is a schoolmaster. The law tendeth to sin. It makes sin more sinful. So, I mean, obviously the law is supposed to teach us something. So when we sin, and we know sin by the law, I'm getting ahead of things. Because it's Romans. The reason I wanted to do Romans is my first study, because Romans lays it out, man. You want to know what it's like to be a Christian? Here, I'm going to teach you all about Christianity right here. Much more now, being justified his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. See, you'll say, I'm saved, right? And the Bible speaks of us as having been saved by Christ on the cross, right? Like, the moment I believed, I'm saved, right? That is true. But, ultimately, you know, I talked a couple times about, like, you know, there's something 50 years down the road, a train that's coming, and it's going to hit me. And God is saving me from that. That's the second death, right? But in between, the moment I believed, I was saved from that train, right? But I can't just like, see, God didn't intend to just say, the thing is, the promises of God aren't just like, I'll save you from that train. I'm going to save you from the second death. I'm not going to save you from anything else. Well, see, that train's going to hit you because of everything you're going to do along the line to get you there. See, it's exactly what it's like. See, your life, you're doing all these things, sin, right? And they are all inexorably leading you down a path to collide with that train at the end of your life, right?